Welcome to the Successfully Unemployed Show, the place where ordinary people become extraordinary by finding the path to financial freedom through entrepreneurship, side hustles, and passive income. We have already blazed the path, showing you how to retire early and have financial independence, so you will never work for someone else again. Successfully Unemployed, your place for freedom.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It is time for the Successfully Unemployed Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you learn how to quit your J-O-B, that just over broke job, by doing every single thing that you can possible, from starting businesses, to having side hustles, to having investments in real estate and rental properties and things like that, because there are so many ways that you can make money. And most of us don't realize that there are literally hundreds and hundreds of ways of making money rather than working for somebody else, working that J-O-B, that just over broke job, where you are literally living just over broke because your boss is paying you just enough to keep you working and not too much that's taking money out of his or her pocket. And so this is the time where you are actually going to realize that there are hundreds and hundreds of ways to make money. Now, what's fantastic is as we are going through and learning from all these other successfully unemployed people, we're learning from their successes and from their failures. And that's why we have the Successfully Unemployed Show. Now, the reason why I started this show was because I invest in real estate rental properties. I love real estate. I love rental properties. I have 30 plus properties. And now I literally don't have to work because I have all those properties. Now, at the same time, I realize that not everybody likes real estate. Not everybody wants to own real estate, which is totally fine, because there are so many other ways to do it. And I just realized that my passion, not just real estate, my passion is showing people how they can actually make money without working a job. That was my entire goal. So when I was 27 years old, I had just finished reading the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, which is a fantastic book. I should hopefully put a link in the description. I did an actual review and summary of that book as well. But what's fantastic is after I read that book, I realized that I did not want to work for anybody else ever again. I literally wanted to quit my job right then and there, but I realized that I couldn't. I had a wife, I had a family, and I couldn't just up and quit. But what I decided to do was start investing, started getting passive income. And I started buying property after property. And I told myself when I was 27 years old, I said, okay, self, you know, in 10 years, you are going to quit your job without, if you don't have any money, if you don't have any businesses, you're still going to quit your job. That's a drop dead deadline that you're going to need to have in order to quit your job. And that's going to give you a goal. That's going to make you focus and sacrifice and do everything you can to actually quit your job. And so what's great is property after property, I kept buying more and more properties. In six years, I had 19 rental properties and I was making $9,500 in gross rents. I think it was $6,500 in passive income. That's where I didn't work and I still made money. Now I have 30 plus properties and it's just going so well. But here's the thing about that was I gave myself a deadline. I said, I'm going to do this. You have 10 years to finally quit your job. And I want to show you how you can do that even faster than I did. It took me 6 years to get 19 properties. And then eventually I had 30 properties. I said, why am I still working? And I quit my job. But what's amazing is so many people that I interview on this Successfully Unemployed Show have been able to quit their job in less than 10 years, less than 8 years, less than 5 years, some even in 2 years or less by starting online businesses, starting podcasts or courses or memberships or starting a business where they're selling tacos out of a taco truck. There are so many great ways to do it. Now, my favorite way of making money is passive income, and I want to get you started investing and having side hustles and doing everything that you can to make money. And the biggest way is through passive income. I want to give you my best-selling book, How to Quit Your Job with Passive Income. I'm going to give it to you completely for free. It'll even give you the 10 different ways of making passive income right now, so you can absolutely get started right now. Go to successfullyunemployed.co/free book, all one word, successfullyunemployed.co/free book. And I will get you my book in PDF form. You can download it and start reading right away. I just want to get you started so that you can eventually quit your job. That's what we want. And now today we're going to be talking to an expert who is fantastic at having online memberships, and he actually teaches people how to play poker, if you could believe that, how to play poker and how to play poker online and how to get better and how to make money playing poker. So he's done that for many, many years. On top of that, he has a membership where he's teaching people how to be successful as well. So he's going to teach us a couple things. Number one, how to play poker and make money online. But number two, he's also going to show us how to have memberships, online memberships, where he's delivering content all the time and people are paying him on a monthly basis for that great content, how to play poker well. He's going to show us how he does all that stuff. All right, guys, let's jump into today's show where we have a fantastic expert showing us how to actually have memberships where people pay us money on a monthly basis and make passive income. All right, everybody, I am super excited to have my brother on who is, he was actually successfully unemployed before I was, or basically he had a job, they came in and the company sold and they came in and fired everybody and he was without a job before I was without a job. So I have my brother who actually teaches people how to play poker online and how to make money and do really well doing that. So Sky Matsuhashi, he's literally my brother, even though I'm Heiner, I took my stepdad's last name, I still have Matsuhashi as my name as well. But Sky Matsuhashi, thank you so much for being here on the show.
Absolutely. Glad to be here, Dust.
Man, so it's been probably, what, 4 years, 5 years since you haven't had a job?
Yes, it has been. 2015, I was fired.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. So when you think about being fired, I mean, what went through your mind when you actually got fired and you're like, what am I going to do?
I had already, so up until then, 2013, I started my smart poker study business on the side, and I was making a little bit of cash. When I got fired, my first reaction wasn't, woe is me, I need to get a new job. My first reaction was, wow, that really sucks, man. Well, I guess I got to do this full time. That really was my first thought, you know, because up until that point, I wasn't really sure I wanted to do a podcast and I really wanted to dive into it. But then I felt kind of pressured to you know, do it full time once I got fired, because I didn't want to go out and job hunt and find another office job or work back at a restaurant again. Forget all that. No, I didn't want to.
I got laid off, and in getting laid off, things like perspective really comes and hits you really quick because you're thinking, you know, I got a job. It's just so much easier to get up and go to work. But
it is super easy. You're right. When they tell you, you got to be here at 8, you leave at 5, you take lunch at noon, here's your tasks for the day, piece of cake like that. No thinking on your part. Especially with your job, you were in the county.
I was working
for
the government.
No thinking at all.
No, like literally thinking and government work does not go together.
They don't. Uh-uh.
So tell us how you make money now. And with the online poker, we're going to talk about and go through some steps and how people can make money playing poker online. But how do you make money now to provide for your family?
I guess there's a lot of different avenues that money comes in, you know, creating different products and selling them. But the two main ones that I do, one is a monthly membership where I have members, they pay a monthly fee, they get specific training. There's benefits that come with that monthly membership. And the other one is actually creating either physical products like books or electronic products like courses and webinars and electronic books as well. So just selling those online through my own website and through Amazon, that's how I'm making money, income.
That's great. So you're able to provide for your family, you're making money doing that, and you're showing people what you've been doing for years, mm-hmm. which is playing online poker. Now, let's talk a little bit about the process of going from, hey, I'm part-time, or I was just doing this as a fun thing to help people to play poker, to where now you're doing it full-time, and show us that process of now I gotta switch to now it's full-time and not go out and get a job. What went through your mind and how did you do that?
Basically, I knew that I needed to get more active. What I was doing while I had the job, I might have been working on my own like smart poker study 1 hour, 2 hours at most per day. But now that I don't have a job, I've got to do something. I knew I had to start creating products. I had to write my first book and start doing webinars where I sold to people. Before it came to actual ideas, I just knew I needed to start creating more product. That's basically what it was, whether it was free with a podcast, articles, videos, or actually stuff to buy. I knew I needed to get to work because before this, it would take me, you know, like a week to write a whole article. And I knew that I needed to just get more proactive with it. And so that's what it was. First, understanding I need to get to work on it, and then deciding, what am I going to do? Oh, I think I could actually write my first book now. Now that I have all this time, I can write my first book. I can finally start doing the podcast because that's going to take a lot of time, you know? So I knew that there were avenues that I could pursue. But right off the bat, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. So that took a little bit of thought and brainstorming and stuff, and just falling into a few different things, you know? And your podcast is pretty big. You get a lot of people listening to it. It's a smart poker study podcast, and you're literally just teaching people how to study poker better, how to play poker better, how to analyze what they're doing and tracking it and how to play it better. Mm-hmm. So tell us about what you do with your students and how you're showing them how to play poker better and even make money online.
Yeah.
You just said the word students. I forgot a third avenue for my income is coaching, like one-on-one coaching as well. And so I do that. But what I do is through the coaching or through my membership, I'm basically telling players, not just giving them strategies like, oh, you should do this in this situation, or when this card hits on the turn, you should do this. But I'm also telling them how to study specific things, how to go through their hands and their database, like you had mentioned, and to learn from their mistakes, and how to study poker. Now, studying poker isn't sexy at all, but if you want to get good at something, that's what you've got to do. Mm-hmm. Basketball players train off the court to get better at it. You know, you got to do the training, spending time off the court, actually away from the game. And so that's what I'm training my students to do via the podcast, via training videos. So if you watch any kind of poker content, the poker coach, if it's a video or if you're reading a book, they're telling you the basic strategies and the good things to do. But they don't tell you, okay, over your next 5 sessions, practice this exact thing for 1 hour per day as you're actually playing. Study this stuff off the felt. Use these filters in your database to find these types of hands and then look at them with this lens. They don't do that, but that's what I do. And I created this. I did the whole smart poker study thing because I realized that the poker market was lacking that. And then so I filled the niche.
I love that because you're helping them to focus on the things that they are not doing right and saying, you continually do this wrong. Let's continually fix it to where you are doing it right, which is great. So you started in 2013, mm-hmm. right? I started my Master Passive Income, I think it was like 2014, 2015. And so you started it first and you're like, hey, why don't you do this with me? Like, let's brainstorm together and let's work on, you know, obviously our different companies. But at the same time, it overlaps. It's just different content and how we're actually showing it. Now, walk us through the process of you make decent money, or actually really good money, having a membership site where people come in and they pay you a monthly fee. How does that work? Like, how do you, number one, how do you get people in there? And number two, how do you provide the things that they want to stay in there?
Gotcha. It all starts with building an audience. So my audience building is through my website and, of course, through the podcast and through YouTube creating free training videos. So I'm putting plenty of free stuff out there. It gets people to learn what I'm all about, what they can learn from me, how about me as a person and as a player. Because I think if you just create it seems to me that a membership is later down in your online entrepreneurship journey. I wouldn't ever want to start a membership. You've got to start building an audience, get people to listen to you and follow you and believe in you. Then, you know, you can create products and then eventually a membership. And so that's the first step. And then when you want, like when you're ready for the membership, I am basically, each month in my membership, I think of it as a workshop. So in this 1 month, they're learning one specific set of strategies all around one topic. So like, for example, right now in December 2019, the theme for the month is finding the fold. And I chose that because so many of my students, they can't
fold. The fold when somebody folds or you fold?
Finding the fold. Yeah, you folding your hand.
If anybody listens to the podcast, they're going to be like, there's so many terms. Like you said, on or off the felt. Like, I think I know what that means, but there's so many like terms, like I have no clue what that means.
Yeah.
So as you go out there, make sure that you help us understand. Okay, so
gotcha.
Understanding the fold when you fold.
Yes, yes. So okay. What a lot of players have, one of their big poker mistakes or weaknesses or leaks is that they cannot fold. They hit a one pair hand and they think that their opponent is bluffing. Their opponent bets and they call. I got a pair, they could be bluffing. The opponent bets again. I got a pair, I call. The opponent bets a third time on the river, the final card. Man, I got a pair and I just hope he's bluffing. I call, right? Players can't find a fold, so they're constantly giving chips to their opponents, to their smarter, more capable opponents. The opponents can read the situation. They know you're weak. And then so they keep betting at you. And you keep calling because you're a fish. And you just don't mind giving away your chips, you know? So that's what I'm focused on this month with all of my students.
And it's one entire month. You're focused on that. And then everybody in the membership, they watch different videos. Is that what they do?
Yep. I have every single month, I have four different strategy videos every Thursday of the month. The Monday of the month is either a quiz or a review video or like a take action video, where for every strategy video, I tell them this is what you need to practice over the next week on the felt and off the felt. You must do these things to improve this strategy. So if I do a take action video, I actually show them like through a screen capture, me playing my games on the felt, taking action with whatever I told them to do. Or if it's a review video, I show them how I review hands like I told them to do.
And I've seen you play, Sky, where you're playing like four or five different games at one time. I'm not smart. I know that for a fact. And numbers wise, you know, that's why I pay accountants. I don't want to do any of that stuff. But seeing your mind work with all these different, like literally five different poker hands playing at one time, like you're in five different games, it's dumbfounding to me, but it's super amazing. And there are loads and loads of people that actually do this and they want to learn. So with the membership site, you're providing something that they want. They want to get better at X, Y, and Z, which is the playing poker online. So let's quickly go back one quick step to, you mentioned briefly, you have to have an audience before you start a membership. Because if you start a membership site and you only have like five people that actually know who you are, you may get one, but more than likely you won't. But if you start with a very small membership, or if you start the membership site with a very small audience, you maybe get like five people in there. And that's, it's good, but it feels better. It seems like to me, it would feel better if you're in a membership site where there's more people interacting together. You feel like, hey, I'm a part of something. So tell us about how do you get more people a part of your audience and then getting into the membership.
Yeah, so on the podcast, I promote it every single week. I discuss what's new in the membership to my newsletter. So I send out a weekly newsletter. I say what's going on at Smart Poker Study and what's going on in the Poker Forge. Tell them about that. So I'm constantly just bringing it up. And within the podcast too, if I'm talking about a specific strategy and maybe a member in the Facebook group, a Poker Forge member had a question about this, I might say, oh, last week Bob asked me this question. He's a Poker Forge member. He asked this and I answered this, blah, blah, blah. So I'll just mention it as many times as I can. And of course, it's on my website. I have a sales page. Hopefully people hit that and they're convinced to buy by the welcome video, what I say about the page. And then the sample videos in there too. So that's basically how I try to sell it.
Yeah, and I listen to it. You're not pushy at all. You're not like always saying it over and over again. And that's the same thing I do in my podcast for Master Passive Income. I literally just share the wins that my students get. Mm-hmm. Like just recently, one of my students emailed me and said, hey, I'm so excited. I bought this one property. It's making me $350 a month. I could raise the rents really easily. It's because it's really low right now. It'll make $500 a month. And I'll just say that in the podcast. Hey, I had the student and literally just explain that. Mm-hmm. And instead of being pushy and saying, hey, you got to join this, you got to do this, and like every 5 minutes doing an ad for it, it's just saying, hey, people are getting success.
Yep.
They want the outcome of either winning at poker or, for me, buying a property, making money every single month. And if you just highlight that success, oh my goodness, that really, I mean, it's just like valid, makes everything valid. Like what you're doing is really benefiting people. So let's talk about moving on from there. Now, what about writing books? Because you wrote quite a few books about studying poker. And what about that process in writing a book, creating the content to then publish it out? Tell us about that process.
So my process for writing books is I have a book idea and I kind of outline the entire thing chapter by chapter. And then I do a podcast episode on each chapter or specific parts of a chapter if it can be broken down. So it's kind of like a way to gradually write a book, because every week I'm forced to put out a podcast. I'm not forced to, but I feel compelled to. Every week a new episode, right? If I have this deadline to meet with a podcast, if I just write my book by doing each podcast episode on a part of the book, within 6 months that book's written. And so that's my process. I don't actually sit down and try to write a book. Yeah. I do my podcast and I turn it into a book.
I think it's great because really what it comes down to, whenever we're delivering content, either through a podcast, through a book, through a site, through a course, through a membership, it's really always the same content, even though the membership and the courses should have much more content outside of what is like, you know, in a book or something. Because I know with my course, everything that I put out for free for Master Passive Income is literally 10% of everything that's in the course, because there's so much more to learn. You know that. Mm-hmm. And so, but when you're putting out a podcast, might as well use that in a different format, because some people love listening to podcasts, but others don't. They want to read a book or mm-hmm. read a blog post or something else. So
it's repurposing your content.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's totally valid and totally fine to do.
Another way that I've done it is I literally write the book and then leak it out later. Like I'll write the entire book so I have the book already selling, and then put bits of that content out later, either on a podcast or an article. So it's just another way to do it. But it's great that you're developing the content one time and you're putting it out everywhere. So how many books do you currently have?
Three, and I'm working on my fourth right now.
You're working on your fourth one already. And you have a course already, correct?
Yes.
You have the membership, you have the book, you have the podcast as well that brings... Now, do you get sponsors for your podcast?
No, I sponsor my own podcast. So everyone, I say today's episode is brought to you by thepokerforge.com, my membership site, blah, 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 talk about it.
That's awesome. Because another thought is, if you're advertising for somebody else and hopefully, you know, getting a little bit of money for sponsorships from somebody else, you hopefully make a little bit of money, but it might be better to just promote your own stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, this is like my advertisement is for this. So I love
it. Can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley. So to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Are you a financial advisor considering the independent registered investment advisor or RIA model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. Schwab has helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Navigate the big and small decisions by tapping into Schwab's decades worth of insights on what fuels RIA success. With Schwab Advisor Services, you have a custodian that will support you every step of the way. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.
That idea, that's really, really good. And so, Sky, as we're growing the business, you know, let's say we've already started something. We have an audience. We are going to go with a membership site. We already have courses. And then we launch a membership site, and it has, you know, maybe 20, 30 people. So it's okay. How do we grow? How do we scale? How do we make that business even better so we can make more money, provide for our family, but also support and serve more people?
To tell you the truth, I don't know. Because that's where I'm at right now. I don't do Facebook ads. I keep doing the things I've always done. One of the things that you and I are working on, or that you are teaching me about, is SEO and making better, you know, making your website better so it's more searchable, ranks higher in the Google. That's what I'm working on right now. So everything you're talking about, scaling, I don't know. I know what you've told me. I know what I've learned from John Lee Dumas and, you know, I don't know, everybody else out there. Yeah. But I haven't actually employed a lot of it.
Well, you're still in the phase of not maintaining, but like you built the membership site and you're constantly having to put out content. So it's a fine balance because you have to provide content for people that are staying in the membership. On top of that, you have to build and grow the business. So it could be, this is my suggestion, is eventually getting to where you're starting to probably hire out, maybe get a virtual assistant to handle the things that are easy, that you just take it off your plate so you can focus on building your business. But you're absolutely right with SEO, search engine optimization. For me, Google does, they're amazing business and they're good at what they do. They say, okay, you're a search person, you're searching for something. I'm going to put the best thing in front of you that you want because I'm good at my business. And when I get somebody that finds Master Passive Income, where I talk about real estate rental properties, when they come to me through SEO, that's when they buy because they're already ready. Google does a great job. Mm-hmm. And so if we get more people coming to us, they're either going to jump into our memberships, buy our books or something, because what really comes down to you and I and everybody else that has something that we are trying to help somebody else understand. Like I'm helping people understand about rental properties. You're helping people understand about poker. We have something that they would benefit from. If we keep that to ourselves, it's almost like we're being selfish. Like, no, let's help other people. Mm-hmm. And so we could also provide for our families in likewise. So I completely think that you're absolutely right. Going the path that you're going, building up the audience, keeping that podcast, like don't kill off that podcast, definitely, because what I love about podcasts is people who listen to your voice and they listen to how much you care. And also they know how much you know, because man, this guy knows his stuff. He says it like it's off the top of his brain. He's just going. So podcasts are great. Now, from there, how do you What's the next vision? Like, where do you see yourself going in the next, if you were to pause and like take a minute to think 5 years down the road, I'm literally walking around my house. What does life look like 5 years from now?
You know, that is the kind of thing, having a 1, a 5, a 10 year vision, that kind of thing. A lot of business gurus and entrepreneur gurus and stuff, they talk about that and they think that you should have those visions. I've tried doing that in the past and I just don't, I don't see a point in it for me. I don't envision the future, right? Like if you ask me right now, 5 years from now, things are going to look exactly like they are now, except my membership will have 5 times more people in it, and I will have 8 more books written, and I'm still doing the podcast, I'm still doing free training videos, and I'm probably still doing one-on-one coaching. You know how you said hire out people? Yeah, that's a great idea. Everyone says hire out people, but that's not part of my thought process. I don't even want to even look into hiring out virtual assistants or anything right now. Everyone says you've got to do it. You've got to start working on your business, not in your business. And totally, I agree. I probably have to do that, but I'm not in a place to do that yet.
Oh, I completely understand mm-hmm. that. And what I guess one thing that I'm going to say that one of my biggest pet peeves is if I'm emailing somebody, it could be the big name people, it could be somebody, but even just especially when it's somebody that I've even met personally, and I email that person and they're too busy to reply, like literally a 2-sentence reply, and send it back to me. They have their assistant do that. Mm. For me, that's a pet peeve. I'm like, just literally hit reply, take 2 seconds to type it out, or just use voice to text and type it out and send it. But I completely understand. For me, it's really hard to get virtual assistants just because I'm like, you know what? I can just do it myself. But I know when I work on my business, I get better and better. Like the business gets better and better. But when what you just said, I know what you were thinking, your 5, 10 year goals and all that stuff and where you're going to be. You actually said some things that are goals, making membership 5 times as big as it is now, having X amount of books, like 8 books instead of the ones that you have now, continue on the podcast. But what you do now is, okay, if I'm going to get to 5 years from now, having 5 times as many people in the Poker Forge, which that's a fantastic name, the Poker Forge. If I'm gonna have 5 times the amount of people in there, I gotta work backwards. Like, what are my milestones that I should hit? Because I know we could just keep doing like more of the same, just more of the same, more of the same, which you could do well, but there might be some things that we might miss if we just keep doing more of the same. There might be something that we could do. And so, like working with you, SEO or search engine optimization, actually writing good quality articles that people find, that is something that we could switch to because that's going to help us achieve our goal of 5 times more.
That's the next step. That's what I'm working on right now. After all this talking with you just via phone calls and stuff, all this insight that you've given me, that is my next step. Once I finish this book, I'm going to dive heavily into SEO.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm like you, you know, people say you should have, you know, 5-year goals and 10-year goals and all that sort of stuff. I'm just a doer. Mm-hmm. Like I literally just do. And I already know, like it's just to almost wait. I'm probably wrong. I could be wrong, but my brain says, this is what you do next. And I always do it. And it's gotten me this far.
Yeah.
And so I just keep going. Cause I'm 40 years old now mm-hmm. and it hasn't broken. Like it's worked out pretty well. So I keep going, but there are other people who literally need that push. Like, mm-hmm. oh, my goal, and strive for that goal. I literally can't sleep until I get whatever it is in front of me
done. I just love task lists.
Yes.
Yeah, every single day I have a list of things I want to accomplish. On my list today is 7 things, I think, and I know I'll get through 4 of them. And number 5 and 6, I'm hoping to get if I have the time.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I personally use my email as my task list. I'll be like running or exercising. I'm like, oh, I got to do something. I'll literally send myself an email and email myself as something to do. Yeah. And puts me something, mm-hmm. Puts it on my radar for to do. Okay, so now from here, is there any thoughts? Because I know you want to keep going with Smart Poker Study. Is there any thoughts of doing another business or expanding the business in a different way? I'm not saying it should be. I'm just curious. Is there something that, because I know right now in online real estate, like websites, as many websites or podcasts, it's really just like a land grab right now. Because even though we think right now, there's a lot of podcasts, there's a lot of blogs, there's a lot of this, that, and the other. But imagine 10 years from now, how many more there will be and how many more people will be consuming content through that way and how much millions of dollars people could be making through that. I'm in the point now where I'm like, well, that's why I want to create a successfully unemployed. Number one, to help people. But number two, I think it's something in the market that I could help people and eventually provide for my family. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about anything outside of Smart Poker? Not saying you should have, just curious. Smart Poker Study to help that you could even just pass down to your kids. Like, have you thought about that?
Just a little bit. Not too much at all. Like, you and I have discussed it a bit, and it's a great idea. I'm just so involved with what I'm doing now. I don't even want to commit any little bit of brain space to something else. But because you asked, I love paintball. Love playing paintball. And it would be great to have some kind of an online, I don't know, just an online site talking about paintball, maybe showing paintball strategies, what you can do on the felt, talk about products, maybe sell affiliate links to products. I don't know. That's an initial thought. But beyond that, I'm there's no way even within the next 2 years I'm going to be jumping into that. I have so many ideas for my own thing right now. Like, I've heard from other entrepreneurs, other podcasters, and other people just in the online entrepreneurial space. They have a hard time coming up with ideas on what can I do next? What should I try to teach? What can I make to sell? I have 50 things that I can make right now. If I had the time, if I can pause time right now and just get to work, tomorrow I could have 50 different products, from books to webinars to courses to everything that I can put out there. I have the next in my membership, like, people have asked me, if you do a different theme every single month in your poker membership, aren't you going to run out of ideas? No, I have mapped out the next 30 months worth of workshops that I can teach.
Wow.
Yeah, so no, when you love something, you're never going to run out of ideas. No way.
I completely agree.
It's like I've heard before, or, you know, people talk about writer's block when they're trying to write a book. No, it's because you don't have any good ideas. You know, as long as you have a good idea, the writing flows, the podcast flows, the videos that you make flows out. It's when you start to get bored with it, you fall out of love with whatever you're doing, that's when the ideas are tough. And then that's when I can't do a podcast weekly, a weekly podcast for 20 minutes. You can't put out a 20-minute episode on this thing that you love every week. Then you don't love it anymore, if that's the case, you know, sure.
That's a great point. And so what I would suggest, I think doing something on paintball would be fantastic. And here's the thing about SEO and online stuff. If you start now, it's so much better than starting 5 years from now. And so here's one tip that I would give you, and anybody listening. If you have one site that's making you $3,000 a month, that's fantastic. But let's say you had five sites making you $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000. And so here, track with me. So if you have Smart Poker Study that's going really, really well, and all you do is you buy a domain and you put a website up and you put one article out there, that'll literally take you 2 hours at most.
Oh, like, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Really, really simple. And then let's say you have once a week, you say, you know what, I'm going to write a 1500 word article, just knock it out and put it up there. In a year, you'll have 12 articles, or sorry, if you do once a month.
52. Oh, yeah. Once a month.
Sorry, yeah, if you do once a month, you'd have 12 articles, and then Google's already throwing traffic your way a little bit, and then the next year, and so it's, if you start now and then build little as you go, you're going to be able to, in 2 years from now, I'm like, man, I have this site, it already has, you know, 30 articles or 40 articles, it's starting to make money, and I didn't put that much effort into it. I know, like, you and I, what we love to do, I love talking about real estate, you love talking about poker, we can continually pump out stuff. It's absolutely good to do that. But at the same time, we have a little bit of brain capacity to maybe do something else, which I would suggest. But I want to go back to what your main point is, that you have so much for Smart Poker Study. We need not just a stream of income, because we talk about passive income or streams of income coming in. You want a river flowing of income. And once Smart Poker Study is, like, you know, bringing in $20,000 a month, you're like, okay, now I can deviate a little bit because I have a flow of river of money coming in. So yes, definitely. We don't want to take our eye off the ball. We don't want to, deviate. But at the same time, we can just a little bit of brain power, like maybe once a week or once a month, just start putting a little bit towards that. Because once you do, you're going to be realizing after, you know, 1 or 2 years, man, this is a site that I could literally give to my kids, like have them start writing for it, or YouTube or something like that. Mm-hmm. So
that's true.
That's a great way to get more streams of income. Mm-hmm. So I want to jump now from talking about your business to going into the rapid fire round.
Okay.
Now, the rapid fire round, we ask just really easy questions, but hopefully get you thinking a little bit.
Okay.
Now, you're working a ton with your business, but you're not working for somebody else. when you're working for somebody else, you're working 40 plus hours a week. Hopefully you might have a little bit of free time to give back, you know, maybe make the world a better place or just the people around you. What are you doing with your time that can help everybody around you have either a better life or just, you know, make things better for other people?
I think I'm doing a really good job raising my kids. I pay my taxes and I pick up my dog's poop.
I love it.
Yep. So those are three things that I do.
That's awesome. And I would definitely say, so you do a lot of work for, I mean, people that are in your membership, they are getting a lot of value. So mm-hmm. you're constantly working on that. But yeah, most people don't pick up their dog's poop. That's absolutely.
It's terrible. Oh my gosh.
It's horrible.
They're jerks. They're bad human beings. When they take their dogs out and you're walking and you see poo.
Yeah.
So on the sidewalk is the worst. Oh. But even when it's off the sidewalk on the grass or the dirt, it's still, you're just being a terrible person leaving your dog's poop there.
So if somebody wanted to get started, let's not look at the online business. Look at poker, you know, playing poker. If somebody says, you know what, Sky, I want to get started playing online poker. What is the right thing that they should do to get started?
Well, beyond the basics of just opening an account, right? And you know, depositing money on one of those sites. The first thing you need to do is be aware of the hands that you choose to play. There's a huge difference between choosing Jack 7 suited, which looks like a pretty hand. People see and they say, oh, it's possible I can make a straight with this hand. I can make a flush with it, right? But Jack 7 pales in comparison to King Jack or Ace Jack, right? So the first thing is making better hand selection choices, because when you're a poker player trying to make money online, you take money from those people that play Jack 7 suited, that play 9 Deuce off suit. That's who you're earning money from, right? You want to not make those poor hand choices pre-flop. The second thing is always strive to play in position. So in position in poker means that you get to act after your opponents. So when you enter the hand pre-flop, as soon as that flop hits those first three cards, if they act before you, you get to see them check, you get to see them bet, you get to see them look at their cards, you get to see the expression on their face before you have to act. You have more information when you're in position. So those are basically the first two things. Make better hand choices and strive to play in position as much as possible. Beyond that is there's so much to talk about and do.
I mean, you've already written books on it. You have your podcast. You're constantly, like, literally every day. You even have a daily poker tips, right? For yep. Alexa, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you even have that, like, daily. There's so much you can always be telling people.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you were to go back to, let's say you're 15 years old and you want to say, hey, younger Sky, I want you, there's anything you need to know out of all these, you know, 30 plus years that I've grown and learn this or do this. What advice would you give your younger self?
15 years old, 1992. The internet is coming. As soon as it gets here, spend all of your time on it. I don't know exactly what I say, but it would be something like, the internet's gonna come. It's gonna be the biggest boom ever. It's gonna change society. You need to learn from the beginning how to make money on it.
That's awesome.
That's basically, you know, talking about 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Or wait, 15, 37 years ago.
37 years ago.
For me.
So being
wait,
able
27,
to.
27, my bad. Yeah.
I mean, really, I think if we boil it down, because obviously that's more specific, 1992, but if you boil down the principle, be looking out for things that are going to happen that can literally change the way that things work. Obviously, internet's whole, that's like industrial revolution. You have the internet, like so many different things change things, and you need to be aware and watch out for that. And so somebody right now who's listening right now, if you're, all your younger selves would be, or our kids are listening to this, literally be on the lookout, like always be have a perspective of what's going to happen in the future. Like if you say, you know what, I'm just going to live in the now, like, oh, what's going to happen 50 years from now? Like, what's life going to look like 50 years from now? Think about that and then hopefully make adjustments. So what tools should we use in our lives that you found very, very beneficial?
My number one tool, and I've been using it for like a year and a half now, absolutely love it. It's called Habitica. It's a phone app or a desktop computer, you know, habitica.com, Habit ICA. Habitica. And what it is, it's a way to gamify your life. So you have daily tasks you want to accomplish, habits that you want to instill, just daily task lists of stuff. You put that on there and you create your own little avatar, kind of like Final Fantasy, right? He's out there fighting dragons and collecting fairies and whatever it is. Every task that you complete, you tick it off, you get some experience, you get some gold, you get some mana. You can use magic to defeat enemies. You use gold to purchase new animals and mounts and weapons and stuff. Wow. And you use the experience to level up, and it's just a fun way to gamify your life. So if anybody like you and I, we're task oriented, to make that just a little bit more fun, instead of just crossing off or for you, deleting emails, you know, deleting your task list emails. It's a way to gamify it and make it more fun.
That's cool. I'm going to have to check that. Okay, habetica.com. Now, what is one book, nonfiction book, that you would recommend everybody read?
It would have to be probably The One Thing. Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. It's just, it's an incredible book that teaches you the power of avoiding multitasking. You do one thing at a time, do it fully. And that one thing that you choose to do, it's not the easiest thing on the list. It's not the quickest thing. It's not the thing that's been burning on your list for 5 months. It's the thing that's going to move the needle the furthest. So whatever's going to propel you further in your relationships and business in your life, whatever it is, do that one most important thing.
I love that. Yeah, you sent me that book too. So it's a fantastic book. Mm-hmm. Sky, you've been fantastic. You have so much great information. How can somebody find you or get a hold of you or listen to anything that you have?
SmartPokerStudy.com is basically it. Everything can be found there. I have the Smart Poker Study podcast, the Daily Poker Tips podcast. Oh, and just a little tip for everybody. If you want to come up with your own daily poker tips or daily podcast, I simply do a 30-second podcast. You could do it for 1 minute. I batch it all. So like 3 days before the end of the month, I do everything in like a 4-hour stint for the next month, you know, 31 30-second episodes. And so 4 hours, and now it's all done. It just sits there and just uploading by itself. But that's called Daily Poker Tips. And of course, my membership is thepokerforge.com as well. But anything, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, it's all Smart Poker Study.
Awesome. Yeah. Sky, you're fantastic. Thank you so much. You give us so much great information. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, Dust. Right,
you're fantastic.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you. Take care.
You know what is funny? This is my brother, Sky, and we actually have another podcast together. We actually have a podcast called the Watch and Learn Podcast, and it's basically where we watch movies, and we have a lot of fun watching, and we've always watched movies growing up, and we, as we watch every single movie, we realize we started learning lessons from each one of these movies, and I could almost recount all the different lessons from every movie that we've watched growing up. And so what we decided to do, because we're 600 miles away, we decided to actually have a podcast and talk about movies once a week. And so we watch movies all the time together. Well, not together. Like, we watch them separately, then we talk about them on the podcast. And I think we have like 2 listeners right now. But hey, it's fun. We're 600 miles away, and this is a great way for us to keep in touch. And I mean, so if you watch the YouTube channel, you can see us interacting on the YouTube channel. That will be in the description as well. But remember, go and get my best-selling book, How to Quit Your Job with Passive Income, completely for free, successfullyunemployed.co/free book. All right, you guys are fantastic. I am so thankful for you guys to be here listening with me, sharing in this journey. Please get started. Get out of that J-O-B. We don't want to work those J-O-Bs anymore. We want to actually be on our own, doing our own thing, living our own lives on our own terms. All right, guys, I'll see you next time with another fantastic interview from a fantastic person showing us how to be successfully unemployed. All right, guys, we'll see ya.